Lucknow is fighting to keep its school open ahead of a possible vote on closure in November. And variable weather is expected in the Upper Lynn Canal this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Lucknow families and community members are urging the Chatham School District to address the causes of its low enrollment ahead of a possible November vote on whether to close the school. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
Nicholas Chakowski is a parent and member of the Lucknow Advisory School Board.
There are students available right now if we had the school to offer to them.
Parents and community members of the Chilcutt Indian Village of Lucknow agreed and said past district decisions have led to the instability, causing low enrollment.
The solution is we need an end to the bad decisions that are hurting the enrollment. And how do you tell if it's a bad decision or not? Listen to the local community.
They said the first step in restabilizing the school is hiring back a head teacher. Lucknow Secretary Francis Leake said students transferred to the Haines School because of a lack of stability and a head teacher. As of this month, 5 elementary school-age children are attending the school.
At the beginning of the year, we had 10, and there was another family that was considering enrolling their kids if we could get a teacher. But because we were so delayed, of course, they decided to enroll in town school.
The two board representatives for Lucknow, who are based in Angoon, held the meeting ahead of an all-board working session October 26 to discuss enrollment, which dropped below 10 students, the threshold for state funding. The Chatham School District will deliberate whether to close the Lucknow school and could vote as early as their next meeting on November 9th. The Lucknow school had a head teacher last year, but the district eliminated the position due to budget cuts this year, and families express frustration. This year, substitutes teach students month to month. Principal Bradley King, who is based in Gustavus, told community members that for the immediate term, he is working on hiring a new substitute teacher.
As of today, I actually sent out emails to 27 teachers who were listed through the Alaska Teacher Placement Program as potential substitute teachers to fill in at the school. No responses as of yet.
Catherine Hotch says she used to be the special ed aide. Her job was eliminated, but she continues to volunteer her time for the students.
I still see the need, so I stay up here, and for 2 years, I did over 100 hours of free volunteer work, and there's 3 of us that have 100 hours plus every year just staying up here because the kids mean that much to us.
Hotch's daughter graduated from high school at the Lucknow school, and she's deeply committed to supporting children continuing there.
The kids are the most important thing here.
Parent Nicholas Chakowski was one of many who said Lucknow offers an incredible learning opportunity.
My son is learning to speak Tlingit language. He's learning traditional Tlingit art, form line, and other things like that. He gets amazing attention because of the small school size. He has interaction with multiple age kids that you don't have in a conventional school where everybody's segregated by age.
Chakowski says school bus repairs are also an immediate priority. Last year, a school bus driver hit a moose, and the district sent the bus to Juneau instead of a garage in Haines and neglected to follow up with the repairs.
It's been in Juneau for 11 months. I don't think any of us would take our car to a garage and have the garage tell us it took 11 months before they could fix the car. Nobody would tolerate that. So it's clearly an example of the administration not taking action to make something happen that we need.
The Chatham School Board is expected to vote on whether to close the Lucknow school, and that could be as early as its November 9th meeting. The community is opposed and says it has part-time teachers, staff, and families dedicated to keep the school going. It just needs funding and support. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
The Chatham School District's full school board is scheduled to hold a work session on the Lucknow school, including an opportunity for public comment, tonight at 6 p.m., Tuesday, October 26th. See Zoom details at khns.org. fall weather in the Upper Lynn Canal can vary wildly with a mix of sun, snow, and wind. This week looks to have all of the above. I checked in with lead meteorologist Rick Fritch from the National Weather Service in Juneau for a closer look at the forecast. All right, so Rick, what is the weather looking like for the Upper Lynn Canal this week?
Well, you know, that far north on the inside, a lot of the action is going to be passing to the south, and the shower activity is making its way as far north as Haines, but really the heavier shower activity is further south. Now, the one thing that Haines and Skagway do have going for them, if you're into winter weather, is the temperatures, specifically the overnight lows this coming week, are going to be down there in the freezing or slightly above freezing range. And whatever does show up overnight in the Haines area, and specifically really west of the airport, so Clickwan and out towards the border, overnight lows getting down low enough to support a little bit of snow for whatever might fall out of the sky. Wednesday afternoon going into Wednesday evening, the likelihood of precipitation is higher. But then we move into the second half of the week, so Thursday afternoon, Friday, and Saturday, even until Sunday. It looks like conditions are going to be on the drier side, perhaps more pleasant conditions Sunday evening for the young trick-or-treaters out there.
Aha! So not a wet Halloween and not a big snowstorm in the forecast for Halloween, because those are always exciting when those happen.
Pretty much mid to low 40s for daytime highs right on through the week. This is another important point as well. While we might see a little bit of snow at night when the temperatures are cooler, that's going to go away and it's going to transition to rain, whatever does fall during the daytime.
What's the likelihood that we're going to get enough precipitation to warrant significant snowfall?
I would say the best chance for that is going to be Wednesday night, where the probability of precipitation is approaching 80 to 90%. And with that probability, although Haines, 37 degrees, is the overnight low forecast currently. Chilkat River Bridge at that same time getting down much closer to freezing, you know, 32 to 35 degrees. Rain snow mix possibly, getting out to the border, 31 degrees in the forecast right now. And certainly we would expect to see some snow out of that.
Right. How about Skagway? What is Skagway and Dyea looking like?
Skagway, around 39 degrees, so very comparable to downtown Haines. White Pass, a little bit cooler than the border there on the Haines Highway, down to 27. And their probability or their likelihood for some kind of precipitation, rain or snow, Wednesday night, also really quite high, 80 to 90%.
Hey, what are the winds looking like this week?
The winds, well, certainly will be out of the south, with maybe even close to gale force southerly winds in northern Lynn Canal. That's Wednesday night, when we expecting the highest probability of some precipitation as well.
All right. Stormy Wednesday night, and then relatively calm for the rest of the week. Chance of some overnight snow with some probably some frost on the ground the next several days, and then a little bit of clearing sky over the weekend.
That sounds like a pretty good summation of it. Yep.
Thank you so much for the weather update, Rick. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
That was lead meteorologist Rick Fritch from the National Weather Service in Juneau with this week's forecast for the Upper Lynn Canal. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.